Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Ever eat a loaf of bread with your hands watching TV in your underwear? Me either. Seriously, I've never done that, and I especially did not do that on Sunday.
Only 21 days until spring, y'all. Who's counting? Not me.
Oh, I'm counting. Also, it's almost March, which means it's basically almost Christmas again because time flies.
Hate it. I got a paper cut on my lip. Is there a lamer way to injure yourself? I don't think so.
Stay away from paper. Have such a good day.
Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do
just that. You know, I don't think we've ever been more in sync than we were just now, Heather.
In sync.
And that spells, I don't know, synchronicity.
Is it spelled N apostrophe sync? Is that? That is us. So we should start a band, Sarah.
Bye.
Yeah, no, I've been waiting my entire life. Let's do it.
Same. Yeah. Same. Yeah. Let's first get through an hour of fun with y'all. Cheap therapy. I need some therapy today, y'all, to be honest. So maybe you guys can help me out.
Are you on the struggle bus, Heather?
Yes.
It's okay if you are.
What's beyond the struggle bus? What's when you're like, you've been on the struggle bus for a while. Is it like a something train, like a sad train?
Well, or? No, hopefully after the struggle bus, you're on, you know, the up and up. So you would maybe be on
an airplane?
An upward... whatever.
Helicopter?
Yeah. Helicopter.
Like,
oh my
a
gosh.
Hot air balloon? A blimp?
You should hear the helicopters above my apartment. Man, oh man. It is fun times here in LA.
Oh yeah. I actually kind of like it.
I had forgotten.
I actually kind of liked it.
Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of exciting.
Sometimes it feels like a little police state where you're like, oh my God.
It does kind of.
Like, what's happening?
For sure.
God. You know, mm-hmm. Like, who are you looking for? Where's the murderer? But often it's like based on weather, traffic, and not who even knows what else is going on. I kind of like it.
Honestly, it's probably Leonardo DiCaprio
going
to set somewhere. It's probably just him and his chopper.
Or that. Or that.
Y'all, it's episode 228.
Yeah.
How do we feel about this? This is like,
I feel like it's divisible by two. Yes. So I like it already. Feels good. Good.
Same.
Actually, divisible by three. No, it wouldn't be divisible by three, but by four, yes. So yes. So okay. All right. We're kind of, on an even number.
It's chill.
Kind of,
it's chill. Yeah.
228-2024. Something's good about this. There's good mojo happening.
There is something. Yeah. Yes. Well, y'all, if you just tuned in for the first time, this is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life. It's kind of like listening in on a like intimate conversation between two friends.
That's exactly what it is.
I wouldn't say it's very NSFW.
No.
In that sense.
I think we're mostly safe for work. I mean, there might be a little F-bomb here and there. You know, we try to...
Who doesn't love an F-bomb?
We try to only F-bomb when it's really necessary.
Yeah.
Which is how I feel in real life as well. You know,
oh my gosh, totally.
You know the person who's cussing all the time where you're like, you know what? Save it. Save it for when you meet.
Yeah. Just take it down a notch. But sometimes it's just fun because I love the way it rolls off the tongue. It's like nothing else, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. No, it packs a punch.
It does. It sure does.
And we hope to do that as well on this episode.
Oh, we are small and mighty, but we pack a punch. That is for sure.
Put us together. We're 10 feet tall.
More than that.
We're more than that. No, I know.
We'd be like, well, I
mean,
guess,
even two of me would be more than 10 feet tall, but barely.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. Well, remember, I'm 5'7", Sarah.
You're like so tall.
Actually, I don't think I am. I think I'm 5'6¾".
I don't know, Heather.
To be precise.
Who's to know? Also, we apparently all shrink as we get older and our noses and ears grow bigger.
Oh, this is, you know what? Okay, Sarah, when you said time flies at the top of the show, I relate to that. And then now that you're mentioning... when we get older, our ears get big. Okay, so what is good about this? What is good about
Nothing.
Time flying? And what is good about big
Nothing.
Ears, right? There's got to be something good.
There's gotta be. I mean, physically, I don't think it is helpful at all. What's funny is my mother, hi, Mom, if you're listening. My mom, so I'm 5'2". I'm a tiny little person. My mom is 5'4". You know, I always, you know, as I was growing year after year, you know, where you like do the thing on the side of the wall, you know, and, how many inches you've grown. You know, my watch ended.
Were you ever competitive with your mom? Like, I better be as tall as my mom at
Not
least.
Not competitive, but I definitely thought, oh, I'll just be 5'4". You know?
Yeah.
If not taller. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My dad wasn't a tall person either. You know, but taller than her, you know, certainly. But I mean, I remember kind of being like 5'2", and then like the next summer, like 5'2". You know, my mom was like, I don't know, I think we're done. And I was like, all right, well, cool. Like, do I care? I don't really care. But like, I just always thought I would be 5'4".
It's not like you were going out for the basketball team or something.
No, not at all. And quite honestly, like being a compact person has its, a lot
advantages,
of merits.
Yeah,
exactly. But my mom, who's weirdly, in this stage of her life, I mean, she's super healthy, but she's a tiny little bird person. I always say that. Like, she has little bird bones. I'm not, like beefy, but, like, I'm, like, more robust than she is. She's also, you know, 30 years older than me. And the other day, she had gone into the doctor for, like, something, you know, like, not serious. And she came back and she was like, guess what? I'm 5'2". I have lost 2 inches.
Oh, no.
Because I'm almost 80 years old. And I was like, well, I mean, you know, by that math, I'll probably be 4'11" in no time at all.
Boy.
You know, like,
so, okay, do
we don't get
do your
taller.
Feet shrink? Does anything else shrink other than, like, your height?
I think it's all, like, it's like a compacted, I don't know.
It's gravity. Let's be honest.
It's bones. It's tendons, all sorts of weird things. But I'm not going to be any taller, y'all. That's the moral of this story, if there is one. So anyway.
Well, Linnell, we still love you, even though you lost a couple inches.
We do.
You still pack a punch.
She's just my tiny little bird mom, you know. Every time I say that, she's like, I'm not that small. And I'm like, Mom, every time I hug you, I feel like I'm going to kill you. You're a tiny little bird like person. And I'll probably be that, you know, in another 30 years, you know.
Lots to look forward to, Sarah.
Indeed.
And with your big ears and your big ass nose.
Big ears, big nose, you know, and tiny little body otherwise. That'll be a lot of
Sounds
fun.
Sounds fun. Yeah, totally.
So I was thinking, Heather, about many things over the last week. Uh-huh. But one of the things that I was thinking of is criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically how we all deal with criticism now,
like not constructive criticism.
Well, sure. I mean, constructive criticism is still criticism, but it's something that if it comes from a good place is something to absorb, think about, and maybe, you know, make some changes because of that.
Sure.
Maybe not, but still something that like you have to absorb. Bad criticism is something else entirely, you know, where it's like if somebody just is saying something critical of you that, you know, you can't get anything out of, well, you know, you kind of have to filter that out. We all have, certainly, but, you know, just speaking personally, criticism in my place of work has been going on for a really long time because, you know, back when I was in my early 20s, you know, it was like I was on TV. So people were criticizing my appearance or, you know, what I said or what I did or, you know, what I stood for or, you know, all sorts of other things. And I learned over time to filter a lot of that out, but not 100%. To this day, I feel like I'm pretty sensitive because of that. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I'll give you an example. Like, let's say I do an episode of this show. You know, let's say it was episode 227 last week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get, you know, 10 to 100 people writing in being like, great show. The one person who writes in and says like, you know, Sarah sounds like a fucking idiot. That is the person who like will ruin my day.
Yeah, like even though there's 100 other great
right, exactly. Like it's like it's not like a one in one type thing.
Sure.
And not that that happened because it didn't. You know, hypothetical.
Yeah.
But again, like, why does you know like good feedback is so fun? You know, and like reminds you like why you do what you do, and you know why you know you're the person that you are, and you don't suck. And then there's that one person who will just be like, you know what? You do suck. And then you're like, gosh, do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
I know it is interesting. It's like you have this like a plethora of examples of how you don't suck. And you have this one measly note that is negative. And yet you take that like 100 times harder than you would like all this positive reinforcement. It is interesting. It's like we're programmed to take the negative too far. I don't know.
Yeah. And I know that anybody listening to this is like, isn't that, you know, the whole conversation about social media? Like, totally is. Totally is. Mm-hmm. That stuff I do filter out pretty well. You know, I don't really take it seriously. But when something is personal enough toward me, even if it's constructive criticism, you know, it sometimes I have a hard time rebounding from that. But I'll give you an example that like goes the other way. So way back in the day, this is like, I don't know, it wasn't 10 years ago, but like more than 5 years ago, I was dating this guy. And, you know, we're having fun, doing our thing. And one day he called me Miss Lady, like as like a, you know, like a pet name, you know, and whatever, didn't register. I was like, oh, maybe he's just being silly, whatever. But then he did it again. And then like the third time he did it, I was like, you know what? I don't like that. I don't like being called Miss Lady. It makes me sound like your kindergarten teacher. I just, let's not do that anymore. And he was like, well, but I mean, do you get to, I mean, it's your nickname from me. Like, and he took it very personally. He took, it was like criticism against him trying to be cute, you know, where I was like,
yeah, that can hurt. I mean, that can sting.
Totally. And I remember being like, well, but it's something that's directed at me. So I feel like I have final say, but like, I just don't want to hear, I don't want to be called Miss Lady. You know, it just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for us. Yeah. But I remember he was very bummed out about it. And we did not make it for a variety of other reasons. But it always kind of, I always think of that situation as like a me being like, I'm trying to be constructive for both of us. Yeah. But, you know, maybe I could have phrased it differently. I don't know. I think there's a there's a lot of criticism that people really is really well meaning.
Yeah, sure.
And just doesn't land.
You know, I think it's like it's a balance of tact and maybe being in a certain place, space. Like if you're having a good day or a bad day, something like that might affect you differently.
Totally. Yeah.
You're feeling confident and your ego's full and whatever, and then something like that just doesn't really do anything to you. You just rolls off your back. But on a day that maybe you're just feeling a little self-conscious already. But I can see, yeah, like the nickname, it's like he was trying to be creative and then you didn't like it. It's hard. It's really hard. I mean, I have like, this isn't exactly the same situation, but I have a friend of mine who I really dig. Like he's really cool. He's an old friend of mine. And, but he just sort of pummels me with these non sequitur, random videos in like DM, you know? And it's like, I just they're so random. They could be anything from like the spectrum of anything far and wide. And sometimes I find them funny and other times I'm like,
what is this?
I don't like, do you have any, what's the context?
You know, or like, tell me how your day's going.
Yeah. And it's like, I feel like I more and more, I'm just like, I really dig him and I wish we lived in the same city, you know? And like, I just, maybe it's because that's all we have. It's like, that's it. Like this, you know, I can tell that he thinks about me because he's sending these things, but they don't really have anything to do with me. It's just more getting a rise out of me. But then I'm kind of like, but why? You know, do you do this to like everyone you know all day? Or is it just me? And I'm not like, it's not any criticism. It doesn't even have to do with criticism, but it's like, I don't really have the heart to say anything because I think he thinks he's being funny or cool or whatever. And I wouldn't want to like hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Like he's your friend. So it's not like he's trying to like upset you, but it just isn't absorbed the way that he wants sometimes.
Yeah, like I can't really give, I don't know what else to give. Like, sure, if it's a funny cat video or if it's funny, I can be like, haha, or like laughing emoji. But then if it's something else that takes a little bit more like effort to like deconstruct and like think about, I'm kind of like, I don't know.
What are we doing?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's interesting. But it's, again, like that criticism thing. It's like, how do you tell someone you care about that you're not getting what they're putting across?
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It's like, hey, love you so much.
Yeah.
You're super important to me. I just, the way that you're coming at me is not working. So can we do that differently without you getting mad? And I am very guilty of, you know, once people have said that to me before about this or that, you know, where sometimes I'm like, okay, I got it. And other times I'm like, so offended, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You're like hurt. Your egos.
Yeah.
Our egos are really, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. You know, Elijah brings that up. My boyfriend brings that up a lot. We're not in relation to me per se, but just in terms of something like that's ego. You know, points it out like that's ego talking right there, you know, and it's like, God, you're right. Like, you know, that's something to be very aware of that, you know, you get, your ego gets hurt or whatever. And, I think the criticism thing is a really interesting thing to unpack because of how, how everybody is going to involve their ego. I mean, at some point on some level, I mean, it's, you know, it's personal. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's tough and it's a world full of, you know, people that could potentially hurt your feelings. So, you gotta be on guard. You gotta protect yourself.
Well,
you know?
and knowing that what you say will carry weight to somebody else as
well.
You know, in a perfect world, I would never, ever criticize anybody or hurt anyone's feelings, but that's simply not sustainable. You know, what that would be is me internalizing and being unhappy, you know, for the sake of other people. And that doesn't work either.
Well, also you do podcasts. So it's like your thoughts are out there in the world and that's brave. And that's like a risk in itself because you're talking about what's on your mind. And I feel like that a lot for this show. Sure. I'm like, God, should I be careful what I talk about? Do I really want to put like my heart on my sleeve or like to what extent do I talk about what's going on in my life?
Yeah.
Like, cause I don't want to be criticized or maybe I don't want to be judged or whatever it is. I mean, we're all friends here, right?
We're all friends here. At the same time, being vulnerable is tough. And there are levels of that. Like you can be like, I was like slightly vulnerable. Or you can be like, you know what? I'm going to tell y'all everything.
And sometimes that feels good.
Yeah, it does. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, even to this day, I mean, I have never been like, oh, I'm 100% vulnerable. I have a lot of people who I would consider semi-close to me who would probably tell you like Sarah doesn't really talk that much about like her personal life, you know, or, you know, like the tough stuff. And I think we're all like that because we're trying to be people who blend in and, you know, are okay.
Well, it's also hard to talk about the tough stuff. Yeah. Like, a lot of people want to avoid that just to stay busy and just kind of like not have to think about the deep, dark, you know, crevasses of our minds, you know, things that bother us and upset us.
If you're drinking, whatever. She said crevasses.
I don't know why I said that. But
go ahead and have some tea.
You know, I will say that that lately I'm back on my film noir kick.
Oh, okay.
And I've been watching, I'm telling you, go back to the classics when you're kind of like, okay, I don't understand life. Life is throwing me for a loop, trying to figure some stuff out. It's like, I love going back to these older movies because life was simpler back then. And there's usually like a simple premise about like usually love, maybe a murder, you know, something. And it's like morals, ethics, like it brings into play just like, you know, being human on a very simple level mm-hmm. and how complicated, sort of the juxtaposition of how complicated and complex our lives are now, you know, especially, you know, because of the internet and social media and whatnot. But yeah, so I've been kind of watching a lot of noirs. It's funny. They really do something to me. They make everything okay. It's so interesting. I love it. I love it. Anyway, I watched a really good one last night with Robert Mitchum. You may not know who he is. I didn't really know who he was until I
know the name. I know
he's a very handsome fella. He's got like a dimpled chin.
Is he still with us in life now?
I don't think so. Okay. No. Okay. I don't think so. Cause he was like, I mean, this was,
this is like the 50s, right?
Yeah, yeah. This was like the 50s and, but he's super tall and I think he's a tall drink of water. I think he's a really interesting. Anyway, there's something about these certain types of actors that sort of soothe me. But anyway, I wanted to mention that spring is about 21 days away or so, depending on when you're listening to this. But it's you know, like I can see it down the dark tunnel of this next rainstorm
on the
coming
horizon.
On the horizon. Last weekend, which was a couple days ago, it was super warm. It was like one of those kind of like heat wavy weekends where people were out like wearing G-strings on the local beach. I thought it was like a little like, whoa, like a little much.
It's
you know?
A little much like anywhere.
I know. And the thing is, but I would expect it more like in LA in the summer. But like this is like NorCal on a cove beach.
In February.
Like generally pretty cold. In February, I was like, go easy. Anyway, this weekend, it's supposed to get in the 30s and it's going to rain a lot. It could hail and snow. It's possible. But the daffodils are out. It's really, really pretty. A few early roadies. But there's this really cool tree. That's right out in front of my house. And it's not a super pretty tree. It's not really a looker. You know, it's kind of got, I mean, I don't want it to overhear me, but the trunk is a little like not pretty. And it just doesn't really, I'm like, what is this tree? But around this time every year for a very short period, it blooms these really cool, like long silver tassels. And they're like, it's such an interesting tree. Wow. And it's so beautiful right now. And it's literally has tassels hanging down. So that gives me hope. It's been, like I mentioned earlier, it's been harder to find the humor in everyday life lately, but I think I'm hosting the perfect show to help me have such a good day. I think what's hard for me is that humdrum, like the everyday, the mundane everyday where it's like, you know, you go to bed, you wake up and it's just like another day. Like you were saying, like time is just flying. It's almost March. And I know this is a huge part of life is just to lean into, you have to, you know, you got to take showers. You got to go to the dentist. You have to get 8 hours of sleep. You have to do all these things to kind of stay alive. And sometimes I just find it to be so like, just like the repetitive.
It isn't
fun.
It's
the Groundhog Day thing.
No.
It's a Groundhog Day thing.
Yeah.
I struggle with that. And I wanted to know if y'all out there struggle with it too. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com because... I think together in our misery, we will survive.
Oh, Heather. Oh,
no, it's not that bad.
Big hugs, big hugs. Aww, yeah, thanks. And you know, everybody, I think this is a hard time of year for
a lot
of us.
It is,
You know, I know I'm in LA where the sun is shining right now, but it still is winter in its own weird way. And it's just, it feels like you're on the precipice of something better.
Yes, definitely.
You know, and you're kind of like, okay, let's get to the better, you know, like, let's have fun again. Let's be happy.
Yeah, it feels like a long winter. It just feels long. And it always feels like this in February. I always feel like by the time February rolls around, it's like been it's been 3+, maybe 4 months of winter. So it's like, okay, I'm ready for a change. And I think just being human, we want change. That's a huge part of being
100%.
Human.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of feeling alive. Exactly. You know, I am a person who loves a good routine, you know, which actually leads me into, you know, my next topic, which is who are the morning people out there versus who are the late nighters? No wrong answers, by the way. But you mentioned getting 8 hours of sleep, and I don't always get 8 hours of sleep. Like, you know, I'm lucky if I get 6.5, but I try. Uh-huh. I really do. And one of the things that has worked well for me over the last year, not every single night, but most nights, is I just go to bed early because I'm going to get up early. You know, if I stay up till midnight, I'm still going to get up at 6. So, okay, that's 6 hours. If I go to bed at 11, then I got 7. That's better.
Yep.
And sometimes, like, at about 10, I'm like, do I want to watch another show? Do I want to, like, do more things on the internet? Actually, no. I've eaten dinner. You know, I'm satiated. I'm out of here. Like,
also, the more I stay up, the more I get, like, wired. If I stay up past a certain time and I'm looking at a screen, I tend to not sleep as well.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. So, so I've been thinking about, just because everybody's, you know, circadian rhythms are different. Totally understand. Depends on, you know, what you got to get up and do every day. Mileage varies for sure. And I've been thinking about this, especially recently, because Eileen Rivera, who's my co-host on our new show, Apple Vision Show, she's a night person and I'm a morning person. So like she'll like text me at like 10, you know, like something show related, like not urgent, but just, you know, something that requires my attention. It's like, I am never going to see that until the next morning. I mean, even if I'm awake at 10, like my phone is not like, I'm not doing that. You know, yeah. I'm either snoozing on the couch already, or I don't know, you know, zoning out. Or
I also feel like, yeah, if someone calls me, even if it's not work related, but they want to chat after 8, even before, even like after 6 sometimes, where I'm like, because I'm like busy making dinner and then I'm watching a movie, or I'm just engaged. I'm actually in the process of disengaging. So if someone calls me,
It ruins it.
Usually when their kids go to bed, I'm like, well, it's not convenient for me, actually.
People with kids love to tell you how much their schedule matters. That's a conversation for another time. But okay, so back to, like, you know, waking up in the morning. There's this funny quote attributed to Frank Sinatra that I read somewhere. I don't even know if it's real. But he said something along the lines of, I feel sorry for people who don't drink alcohol because waking up in the morning is the best they're going to feel all day. The joke being that, you know, they're not partying late, you know, so they're not having fun. But like, I heard this years ago and I was like, yeah, but like waking up in the morning is the best that you're going to feel all day.
Yeah,
that's
totally
the point. Yep. That is the point of the morning. And I don't always wake up in the morning feeling super tip top. Definitely not 100%. But I will say, and this is probably me showing my age. I mean, waking up in the morning where like nothing bad has happened yet. You know, the world is my oyster. You know, make some coffee, do the Wordle. Talk to Heather online.
That's right.
You know, like,
it's a good morning ritual.
Like, I have a little time before the world burns down. That's how I feel in the morning. Like, I actually do feel really optimistic in the morning. I love mornings. Like, I almost kind of want to, like, put on some music and, you know, just be like, yeah, look at us. We're here.
We're alive.
Now, you know, given the day, sometimes I don't feel that way, you know, by 6 p.m. But like, I feel like my mornings are like, that's my highlight.
They're pretty sacred. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm a morning person too. And I have the same, I get excited for my morning ritual. You know, I used to do my espresso machine, but I make a green tea. And I put it on my windowsill and I do my Wordle and we chat and I look out the window and watch the waves. And it's, yeah, it's a really, really nice ritual. And I get excited for it. Lately, I am definitely an optimistic person. Like, at the end of the day, I am for sure. But yeah, lately I've been a little bit more like, more leaning on like, what is going to happen today? Like, I'm a little nervous to open my email or go get my mail or like what, you know, it's like a little bit more like sort of trepidatious to enter the day and just, trepidatious is kind of a good word for it. And it's weird because I don't like that feeling. I am used to being a little bit more, you know, seize the day, like, yeah, like put on some music and, you know, dance in the morning and dance to all that's good. I don't know. Yeah, it's anyway, I am a morning person for sure. And it's funny because when I travel or, you know, spend a weekend with someone who isn't, it can be challenging, you know, because I have some friends who, in fact, European friends who make fun of me for wanting to even eating at like 6:30. It's like, they, you know, because they'll eat at like 8:30 and it's like, oh, I hate eating that late. Like that is so, and that can be a problem. Like I've dated somebody who wanted to eat at 8:30 and I wanted to eat at 6.
Or even if things have changed over time. I mean, for me, so yes, glad you brought this up because for me, it's like, if I eat at 8:30, not a problem. I mean, that's not crazy late.
Occasionally,
it's not out, midnight. Yeah. But if I'm going to go to bed at 10, then I go to bed with like a belly full my sleep is weird. And, you know, we all have to like be honest with ourselves. Maybe self-criticism, you know, like like how do you have the best day possible? I mean, I know every day that I wake up, I'm like, all right, you know, let's do this. We're going to have a good day. And sometimes it devolves from there. But eating late is a great way for me to not have a great night's sleep, which makes the next day horrible.
I agree. It's funny. I use, you know, have such a good day a lot with my boyfriend because, you know, he's actually a patron. And
hi, Elijah.
It's part of our lexicon. It's part of our lexicon. It's part of our, you know, everyday, like, but are you gonna have such a good day? And it's kind of a fun thing. It's like it kind of reminds you, it's a little nudge, like you're gonna have a good day, like make it happen, make it so. But lately people have been asking me, because I think of the things I'm bringing up about wanting to do something else, kind of maybe add a little hobby or a side project or whatever. Well, what do you want? Like, what do you want to do? You know, you're not going to have kids. Get a dog. Or what do I want to do in my older age? my midlife, I guess it is. And it's been haunting me a little bit because I'm sort of, it's not like I'm drawing a blank. I'm just sort of like, well, I mean, couldn't I just feel like I want to learn and grow and enjoy my life? Is that not enough? Like, do I have to have this like concrete plan
of what exactly I want to do? Purpose.
Yeah.
That other people are like, if you don't have the purpose, you know, you're just like blowing in the wind. It's like, no.
That's what people do. People do say that.
I know. Oh, trust me. I know.
I mean, I've been reading a lot like where it's like people who grew up with a big family, wanted a big family because she was afraid of the opposite. She was afraid of the quiet, of the not the hustle bustle in the house, you know? And then another one was like, no, I need a lot of pockets of peace. Like that's, I don't want kids because I don't really want that hustle bustle. I want a quiet life. I don't know where I stand on that. Like, I think I'm maybe somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, thus far, I think one of the problems is that I feel like I've had a fairly charmed life and I've been fairly contented with just following my nose. And I've followed my nose through one project to the next and one part of my life to the next. And I'm, you know, obviously we all have hiccups. It's not like those didn't exist, but for the most part, I feel like I've done a lot of great things, even though to me, it's just never enough. And I need to find what those next 10 great things are or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just not a great planner, you know? And so I'm like, all right, maybe I need to really sit down and be constructive and be like, okay, I want my business to be here in 5 years. I want to do this. And, you know, I want to travel here and I want to like all these things that I am sort of like expect when people ask me, it's like, well, these are the things that I want out of my life. I mean, it shouldn't be that hard, right? Okay, so after many weeks sort of sitting with this subject and not moving any needles myself, I'm sort of wondering, since it's such an unknown, since we go through these unknown pockets of life, isn't it part of the process to just be in the void for a while and just like be okay with it and just let the void sort of like wash over you? And until one of these days you wake up, because we all know this has happened before, and something
and say,
falls in your lap.
You know what? I've got it.
I want to do this. Yeah. Like Eureka, I've found it. Like having that like time to sit with it. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that void. And I think maybe you try to stay really busy to avoid it. I think a lot of people do. A lot of people try to stay busy so that they avoid this feeling of like sitting in the emptiness of like, yeah, this is, it's hopefully a passable thing. But maybe it's good to not know what you want to do. You know, I guess it forces me to like chill out. So I'm sort of curious about y'all out there. How do you deal with this kind of like feeling, this unknown, like you just don't know what's happening from one day to the next? You don't really know what the future holds. Are you good at just chilling the F out? Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. Indeed. Well said, Heather, or well explained, I guess. I think you encapsulate just what a lot of people feel all the time, myself included. I think what's funny is that, you know, you and I both don't have children, and sometimes mm-hmm. we talk about the fact like, you know, I mean, you know, what are we doing, you know, like,
yeah,
weren't we like put on this earth to have kids, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come to the point where I say no, I was not. Mm-hmm. For reasons beyond my control, and also because kids. Ugh. But I'm just kidding, sort of. but what is it? You know, like what's the purpose? You know,
yeah.
You always hear stories of, you know, somebody on their deathbed being like, I wish I would have spent more time with my grandchildren, or,
yeah, totally.
You know, would have, you know, had more connections with loved ones. It's never about like, you know, what you did in work, how much money you made, like that's all stuff that you do during life, but it's not something that you take with you afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, you know, kind of like not valuable at all. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, Heather and I are both healthy. We're not going anywhere. Nobody get worried. We're not being too weird here. But it's a thing. It's a thing that you think about. And we are in our midlife. We are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just what's happening.
It's what it is, and there's nothing we can do about it. But yeah, I mean, I think you do hear that a lot. It's very cliche, but it's like, yeah, I want to die happy, surrounded by my grandchildren. It's like, I really feel like society was just built on that notion. And so if you don't live up to that, or you're not doing that, you're doing something different, you're taking an alternate route, it's kind of, it throws people. And I think it doesn't compute.
Well, and there isn't a real structure built for people, you know. For example, I mean, you and I are kind of the same. You know, I don't have, you know, a partner. I don't have kids. I don't have any. Like, if I had life insurance, like, who would it go to?
Yeah,
I mean, I could, like, send it to, like, my cousin's kids. But, like, there's no, but, like, it doesn't work. Like the construct of all the stuff that's supposed to work doesn't really work if you don't play the game.
Exactly. And then you get punished in a lot of ways, or maybe we punish ourselves, maybe a little bit of both, for not jumping on the bandwagon of the rest of society. And it's hard. It's hard to go against the grain. You know, I have some friends who, you know, completely different lives. Like, I have a friend who has three kids, small kids. She spends her weekends driving them to, you know, sports all weekend. Like, she's exhausted all the
soccer
time.
Soccer mom. Yeah.
She's, completely soccer mom. And they're great kids. She's a great mom. I think she has a great life, but it's extremely different than mine. And I'm like, wow, like, we're very close still. We're really old friends, but we're so different. Like, we just have completely different lifestyles. And, you know, she's one of those people that's like, oh, Heather, are you sure you don't want to adopt a kid? You know, like that is the end all be all, you know, kind of checking in, like getting my temperature. Like, mm-hmm, are you sure it's not too late? And it's like, that is also can be detrimental because it sort of throws you off your thinking, you know? It's like, well, isn't it okay that I don't? Like, can't I not?
Well, I mean, how many people have you met in your life? I mean, I know the answer is many, because mine too, who are like, you never really truly know who you are until you have a kid.
Yeah.
You know, totally. And you're like, well, okay, well, but I'm not going to. So like, am I like, also, like clueless? Like, I think I kind of am a fully formed human.
Yeah. I think it's also, yes. I think I have at least half of those people are saying the opposite. They're saying, like, I have a lot of friends who are like, oh, I absolutely, you don't want kids. Come on. You don't, like, and here are the reasons why. You don't worry about it. You're doing the right thing. You know, you've got those people in that other court.
Yeah.
That are like, they're super, super sure of their decision. They never, ever wanted them. No doubt in their minds. I think it's the ambivalent crowd that suffers.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, and, you know, and when you're a woman, of course, I mean, the obvious thing is like, well, you only have so much time. I mean, you could, I could adopt a kid at this point. I couldn't have one. not happening. I mean, the body will not do that. But even so, I'm sort of like, well, I have a dog and a cat. And, you know, I like making pancakes. And, you know, it's like, where would the kid go? Like, it doesn't feel like it's a thing, a box I have to check. But, you know, talk to me in a week. I might feel differently. I mean, this is a, you know, it's a complicated subject.
Very complicated. Very, very much so. And I know a lot has come out with, there's a lot of people that have come out to, you know, really like rah, rah, like, you know, kidless life, you know, kind of thing. I mean, I have a lot of kids in my life, you know, I do.
Same. Yeah.
I'm a godmother and I'm an auntie and all those things. And, I mean, that should be enough, right? I don't know. It's an interesting one, but if y'all have any thoughts on this subject or any other, things we've talked about in this episode, don't hesitate to email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. So Heather, I don't know how often you listen back to our shows once they're posted, but I do sometimes because I'm like, I just want to, you know, I don't know.
That's
like,
cute.
I want to revisit like the fun because
it's nice to be out of context
this is
too.
Fun.
Like doing it in your car where it's like, it's kind of cool. Then you're listening to it from someone else's perspective.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Well, so the
I do sometimes,
the most recent time I did that was yesterday, and I noticed that for anybody who just subscribes not on Patreon, so just for free, there were like 2.5 minutes of ads before our show started.
Wow.
And I was, yeah, I know. And I was like, oh, that's man, like, that's a lot. We don't have a lot of control over that. So just so you know, that seems egregious to me. And I'm going to look into it. But this does lead me into how, if you are a patron, patreon.com/havesuchagoodday, you would bypass all this nonsense. Nonsense sometimes pays Heather and me. So, you know, listen, it's all part of the grind. But just so you know, I feel like some of you might enjoy being patrons more than not being patrons. Or maybe not. Maybe you don't care. Great. Listen to the ads. All good. You know, ads help support our show. But if you want to directly support our show, you have patron to do that. So thank you in advance.
And also, just so you know, and I haven't mentioned this in a long time, but a reminder that if you're a patron, you get the show many days in advance. Well, depending.
A
it can be
days.
A day, but at least many hours in advance ahead of the rest of
yeah,
the world.
I mean, so, you know, if you're like just chomping perk. At the bit for the latest episode of the day, being a Patreon is how you do that.
Good, good, yes.
Anyway, yeah, so, you know, all this to say, you have options. We are yes. glad to have all of you. But if there's, you know, a situation that you're in where you, you know, got a few bucks to spare each month to directly support us, we would appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, thank you very much in advance. We actually have another patron, Trinity Burger, which
Trinity Burger. Now, is this like a Humboldt State?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
maybe,
I
but
was
then
too.
It could be. I mean, there's girls who have the first name of Trinity, so I'm like, I'm not totally sure. Anyway, welcome to the show, Trinity.
Trinity
wherever
Burger.
And whoever you are. Yes.
Love to have you.
Yeah. And Kevin wrote in, actually a bunch of people wrote in about the Metallica conversation we had last week. We were talking about rocking out to Metallica and other heavy metal music as therapy. That's what I do in my car with Ozzy's Boneyard, which is a Sirius satellite radio station.
Oh, Kevin I know wrote in, it. Yeah. Hmm.
He said, I discovered Metallica's Black Album in junior high school shortly after it was released, probably from seeing videos from Headbangers Ball on MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Instant classic. Years later, in my Navy barracks room, I bought a bass guitar, and one of my first songs I learned was My Friend of Misery, and then a few others from that album. It's a timeless album for me, and while not as thrash-tastic as their earlier stuff, still sounds great in the car or gym. We did get a few more people writing in about what they, what kind of music they like to listen to as therapy. So yeah, thanks for contributing to the conversation, y'all. And that was a fun one. Yeah, I never really get sick of talking about heavy metal. I'm not even like a metalhead. Like I wouldn't even consider myself.
I mean, very much not.
No, I mean, if you would meet me too, I'm not like hardcore looking. Like I'm kind of a girly girl. I'm sporty, but like, you know, I'm girly and yeah. I mean, I feel like I've headbanged here and there. And...
headbanged. I have also headbanged, Heather. Oh my gosh, it's getting weird now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm the same. I'm the same as you. Like, I mean. Metallica, I'll say all day, you know, one of my favorite bands. And, you know, you give me any Metallica song, I'm like, let's thrash. What does thrash mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm washing my car. Who cares?
So next time we get together, Sarah, we're gonna do a little headbanging. We're gonna turn on some music, whether we're in the car
or spray you with a hose
in your apartment. Oh, also, so I thought this was funny. A lot of my friends are you know, talking about going to see Madonna, or some of them are going to see Madonna.
Yeah.
It's like, mm-hmm. I think I would rather see Metallica. I mean, look, I grew up with Madonna, like totally huge fan. Mm. But I think, I don't know. I think right now in my life, I would rather go to a Metallica show. That might just be me.
100%. And going back to Kevin's email, my friend of misery. I don't know. Like Madonna is like, listen, I grew up with Madonna. Like she was a big deal. She was a force. All the things.
Huge deal.
I also like, if someone was like, do you want to go see Madonna with me tonight? I'd be like, I have to wash my hair. I mean, I'm just being honest. Like I don't hate her. I just don't.
I love that expression. There's a lot of truth in that expression. I'm realizing more and more. It's kind of a big deal to wash your hair, you know? It's
yeah, like a big sorry, event. I can't do that extremely fun thing. I just have to wash my hair tonight. So bye.
Yeah.
See you later.
It's gotta happen. Sorry. Yeah. Prior engagement.
Prior engagement. Well, we are glad that you've engaged with us. If you're still here, boy, are you fans. Thank you so much for being with us for episode 228 of Have Such a Good woo, Day. Woo. And we'll be back doing it all again next week. Until then, I will remain Sarah.
And I will remain Heather forever.
Have such a good day. Jinx.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.